Behavioral design. In 1970, only 5% of musicians in the top 5 American orchestras were women, but now more than 35% are. This remarkable change wasn't just luck. It came from a clever strategy, blind auditions. Instead of seeing the musicians, the judges only listened to them play. Directors thought they were picking based solely on skill, but unconscious biases led them to favor men. When they couldn't see the musicians, their choices changed. This shift towards gender equality isn't just about fairness, it's smart for society. Blind auditions opened up opportunities for talented musicians who were previously overlooked. When women are shut out of jobs, the whole economy suffers. In fact, excluding women can slash income for everyone by 40%, but not every attempt to boost diversity works. To figure out what does, we need to experiment and learn from what succeeds. Unconscious bias. Unconscious bias is like a sneaky intruder in our minds, messing with our thoughts and how we see the world. In the workplace, people often have different expectations for men and women. We can use sneaky tactics of our own to fight back. By changing the environment around us, we can change how we behave and interact. People often judge individuals based on group characteristics, which can limit the choices available to women. Gender stereotypes often limit women's choices, especially in leadership roles. When women conform to these stereotypes, they are not perceived as leaders, while breaking these expectations can lead to them being seen as less likable. This is due to the phenomenon of social categorization, where appearance carries more weight than verbal attributes. Interestingly, women themselves often exhibit bias against women in tests. In negotiations, asking for fair solutions may not be effective when individuals prioritize their self-interest, known as self-serving bias. Educating people about different biases can help mitigate some stereotypes, though it's more effective in recognizing biases in others rather than in oneself. Many people are unaware of the halo effect, where one aspect, such as beauty, influences perceptions of other qualities, which persists even when warned about it. The path to bias-free behavior. 4. Debiasing to be effective, it needs to go through several stages. First, we need to realize that bias exists. Then, we must understand how it messes with our decisions. Giving feedback to those affected by bias is crucial, as is getting trained, coached, and analyzed. But here's the kicker. Many folks don't even try to change their ways. And guess what? Diversity training often falls flat. Sometimes it's like throwing darts blindfolded. It doesn't hit the mark. In fact, it might even lead to fewer diverse voices being heard. It's called moral licensing, thinking you're in the clear to do wrong just because you did something good. In perspective taking, it's like trying on someone else's shoes in negotiations. You start seeing things from their angle. It's a game changer for acting more ethically. And hey, seeing good behavior on TV or the radio, surprisingly effective. Clear thinking? It's like a superpower for fairness. Companies can initiate a shift in employees' mindset by employing an unfreeze change, refreeze approach. This framework involves guiding employees to recognize their biases, teaching them how to modify their behavior, and assisting them in settling into new behavioral patterns. Salary negotiations. When it comes to salary talks, there's a gap between men and women. Men tend to be more confident in negotiating, while women often hold back. Surprisingly, women can face backlash for asking for more money, unlike men who usually get away with it. In job hunts, men are more likely to haggle over starting pay, whereas women often hesitate, especially if the salary isn't clear from the start. This reluctance among women to negotiate means they often start off earning less than men and take longer to climb the career ladder. Even when women do muster the courage to negotiate, they typically aim lower than men. Companies like Google are taking steps to encourage women to go for promotions, which can boost their confidence in speaking up. Another trick is to negotiate on behalf of a group, using we instead of I. It's not just about salary discussions. Women worldwide, including leaders, tend to speak up less than men. Use sponsorships and data. Efforts aimed at supporting women sometimes miss the mark. While men secure jobs, women often find themselves in development programs, leaving them feeling discouraged. Leadership programs, a common approach, lack proof of their effectiveness. More targeted initiatives, like pairing female faculty with mentors, show promise but deliver only modest benefits. Sponsorships, rather than mentorships, could be the key. Unlike mentors, who typically offer guidance, sponsors actively seek opportunities for their protégés, promote their visibility, and negotiate on their behalf. Women and minorities often face information gaps in navigating corporate hierarchies, lacking role models and clear behavioral cues. Companies can bridge this gap by offering gender-specific training, promoting active goal setting, and fostering supportive relationships among women. Utilize data for informed decision-making. 2. Systematic unconscious bias and enhanced decision-making. Companies must accept evidence-based practices. While many firms excel at using data to predict market trends and customer preferences, few leverage data to improve their people strategies. Google sets a prime example by using big data to forecast employee turnover and pinpoint potential issues leading to departures. By asking targeted questions, Google aligns its practices to ensure HR decisions meet the same level of rigor as engineering. Other companies often overlook the importance of data collection, but once they start, they can make informed decisions grounded in reality rather than assumptions. Unconscious fallacies. One common mistake is called the representativeness heuristic. Imagine this. When companies are looking to promote someone, they might pick a man for a job involving math and a woman for something seen as more feminine, like verbal skills. But here's the thing. When they compare candidates side by side, this bias often disappears. They end up choosing based on actual performance, not stereotypes. One smart move is to evaluate applicants without knowing their background info, like gender or race. Also, plan out interviews carefully beforehand. Write down the questions you want to ask and make sure everyone gets the same ones. This helps avoid being swayed by first impressions or stereotypes. Comparing candidates one by one is key. Redefine work and school for equality. Many studies suggest that women tend to avoid risks more than men. This means they're less likely to take wild guesses on tests or make daring choices in uncertain situations. Environments that reward boldness often favor men, but tweaking these environments can level the playing field. For instance, men are more prone to answering questions even when unsure, or running for office even with slim chances of winning. According to John Coates in The Hour Between Dog and Wolf, this gender gap in risk-taking may have biological roots. Male traders, for example, experience a testosterone surge when successful, leading them to take more risks. However, this isn't always beneficial for a company's performance. The SAT, a standardized college entry test designed to measure innate intelligence, used to penalize students for incorrect answers. This discouraged many female students from guessing, while male students were more likely to take a shot, especially if they could eliminate one option. When the test removed penalties for guessing, everyone started answering all the questions, leveling the playing field. Improve hiring practices and school performance. Creating job ads matters. It's not just about finding the right people, but also making sure they feel welcomed. Sometimes it's as simple as removing biased words. But improving one group's situation might hurt another, without any real gain, and sometimes what needs fixing isn't clear-cut. For instance, in poorer countries, giving out textbooks or scholarships doesn't boost school performance as much as something unexpected. Deworming. When kids aren't healthy, they miss out on school. Importance of role models. Role models are powerful influencers. When people see others like themselves achieving success, it opens their minds to what they can accomplish too. If they don't witness someone like them doing something, they're less likely to consider it for themselves. Companies must highlight people and behaviors they want to promote. India took a big step in 1993 by changing its laws to reserve one-third of village council seats for women. This move showed that quotas can be effective. It also gave examples of women excelling as leaders in politics. In villages where women were council members, other women were more inclined to run for office or speak up in meetings. Studies have shown that students perform better when taught by teachers of the same gender. In Kenya, women were more cooperative with other women, probably because they didn't expect men to cooperate. This trend is also seen on game shows, where women trust each other more for cooperation compared to men. Social norms. Leaders can boost team performance by bringing together people with different perspectives and skills. However, they need to be cautious. Adding members of underrepresented groups into predominantly majority groups can sometimes backfire, leading to their isolation as tokens. To foster diverse perspectives, leaders and teams can shape a group process, like requiring everyone to agree. Social norms play a big role in guiding people's actions. Most people prefer to act in ways that fit in with their group's shared norms. They tend to adjust their behavior based on what others are doing, but those who aren't in the loop might rely on stereotypes. Norm entrepreneurs. Supporters of modern gender norms act as pioneers, leading the charge for gender equality using practical tools. They emphasize the importance of people accepting these new norms. By introducing ranking systems, they encourage healthy competition in adopting these norms. They also establish expectations for behavior through laws, rules, and codes of conduct. Transparency plays a crucial role in shaping people's actions. Providing clear and understandable information openly is key. For instance, when governments began grading restaurant sanitary conditions and mandating restaurants to display their A, B, or C grades, diners used this information to make dining choices. This led restaurants to strive for higher ratings. Similarly, when the European Union and the United States required energy efficiency labels on appliances, manufacturers responded by producing more energy-efficient products. Design. To create change effectively, remember the DESIGN acronym. First, gather data to understand the situation, then conduct experiments to find solutions. Along the way, set up signposts to guide others. Start by digging into the data. Is there gender inequality? Where's the imbalance? And who knows why? Once you've got a grasp on the issue, start experimenting. Keep everyone updated on progress and lessons learned. In short, begin with understanding the problem, try out solutions, and keep everyone informed. That's how you design change. Key points. 1. Blind auditions increased female orchestra members, showing how biases affect choices. 2. Unconscious bias influences workplace decisions, hindering diversity and fair treatment. 3. Awareness of biases is crucial. Education and perspective taking can mitigate their impact. 4. Companies can promote diversity through sponsorships, data-driven strategies, and equitable hiring practices. 5. Redefining environments to encourage risk-taking benefits gender equality in work and education. 6. Role models and quotas can inspire and empower underrepresented groups. 7. Transparency and norms can drive change towards gender equality, supported by data and experimentation.